You may know her better as Kristen Rogers, KEZI Sports. You can become a follower on Twitter. Use the handle at Kristen E. Rogers for spelling. Think number 12 on the Packers, even though she's a Niners fan. KR, welcome. How you doing?
I'm great, Steve, but I have a question. Who's going to vote for you for public office?
See, this is kind of the drawback where I clearly haven't thought this through, but if I could snow... I start here in the county and grow from there and appeal to people who never want to see that again on Facebook. So if I got in, would you vote for the amendment?
Oh, yeah. I would fully support you.
So you're live from Hayward Field. Obviously, the trials are here again. And even at your tender age, you've covered some awesome events. Last week, you told us about the last Olympics when you were at 30 Rock in New York. But just looking around, what do you make of the scene at such a legendary venue in an Olympic year?
Oh, this is just immense. This is amazing so far. You know, they've closed off so much of the area around Hayward. So walking in, you get the fan fest, you get all the booths, all the fans, all the people. I mean, they had the shot put this morning at 11 a.m., and this place has been packed since then. It's just phenomenal to see here so far. And, yeah, they're just doing the opening ceremonies right now. So things are really starting to get underway, and it should be a phenomenal day for track and field here.
Now, before we get to specifics, you posted a GIF on Twitter yesterday. You were in a greenside bunker, your ball buried under the lip, and like a crazy woman, you thought you were blasting out. So where were you? What were the circumstances? And how'd you end up scoring on that hole?
Emerald Valley. I was with my mom. My mom, Monty, is in town right now, so I'm very happy for that.
Yay.
And, I was like 170 out on my approach, and I was like, I heard this thunk, and I was like, huh. You know, like, I thought I, like, hit the green, and I was like, maybe I rolled into the bunker, like, you know, whatever, I'll, you know, hit out from there. And I go on, I look, and I'm like, Mom, this can't be. And I was like, I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try and hit out. You know, we're just having fun. We're not taking it too seriously. So she's like, okay, I'm going to have to video this then. So she pulls out her camera, and, now, she, being the proud mother that she is, my second shot out of the bunker was actually phenomenal and was only about like a foot away from the hole. But yeah, of course we need to show my fail shot because that's so much more entertaining.
That was awesome. I want to get to a couple of the interviews you posted online. Arianna Washington, a very highly touted recruit from California. Still, I think she surprised some people with her performance. She'll run the 100, the 200. So, KR, what's her stronger event, and what did she have to say about not only participating, but taking part on her home track?
Well, I think what was so interesting was she had mentioned that she was planning on coming to the trials and, you know, trying out and everything like that, but it wasn't until NCAAs when she had that 100 and 200 that she was like, wow, I actually have a chance at this, and she started taking things much more seriously. So that was... she said it was kind of a surreal moment, and this whole experience has been pretty surreal for her. But, I mean, you know, she does have a shot. She is a strong runner at both events. And, she said her first trials, it's all kind of seeing like a dream. And, you know, so much of these athletes, no matter who it is, for Oregon track and field, they always have the NCAA as the end of their season. But for a lot of these guys, that wasn't the end of the season. Even though that was a month ago, they gave out those trophies already. Their focus for this entire season has been the U.S. trial. So now that it's finally here, they say it is kind of that surreal moment that, okay, what I've been training for the last, you know, how many months, it is finally here and it's finally starting to sink in.
We're talking with Kristen Rogers of KEZI Sports, live from Hayward. Now, you also, along those lines, spoke with Devin Allen, who's obviously going to run the 110. He owns the second fastest time in college history. So how's he feeling? And share with us maybe the interesting parallel he drew about what you just said, counting down that month in track and in football.
Yeah, so the parallel he drew when he was asked if there was any relation in terms of anticipation, if he could relate this kind of anticipation before the Olympic trials to anything else. And he related it to the Rose Bowl, which I think makes sense because it's kind of that same time frame. You play your last game or you run in your last meet, you know, last game of the season, the Civil War, and here it's the NCAA Championships. And then you have about a month to prepare for just one event, just one game. that one game being the Rose Bowl, that one event being the trials, and that 110 hurdles. Now, he was even able to joke about it, which I thought was pretty cool. That he wants a better outcome in the trials than he does the Rose Bowl, because obviously he went down right in the Rose Bowl 2 years ago. And so he's hoping for a better result. But, I mean, he's just been phenomenal. And he's confident in this. He is undefeated in outdoor championship races so far. So he's been doing great. And he said he doesn't think it's going to feel any different running this time at Hayward than any other meets that he's ran in so far here.
Kristen, obviously the sports world was rocked 4 years ago when Pat Summitt had to leave Tennessee with early onset dementia. She passed on Monday. I actually found the outpouring of admiration, sadness, respect heartwarming. But as a young woman who not only loves sports, covers sports for a living, plays club tennis at USC, obviously you're a heck of a golfer. How did the news strike you? What comes to mind when you think of Coach Summitt?
I mean, what she did and how she was a champion for not only just women in sports and women in sports media, but just women in general. I mean, she was a leader in so many aspects, and it was hard to see that happen. Now, basketball was actually one of my favorite sports growing up, and I played in outside leagues in middle school, and I absolutely loved basketball. And watching, Tennessee for years, they've always been such an exciting team to see, but also what their players have accomplished off the court. So that was tough. And actually, one of my favorite quotes is by her. She said that you may not be the most talented person in the room, but you can be the most competitive. So, and no matter what I do, whether it's, trying to get out a story for KAZI or whether I'm on the golf course, the tennis court, no matter where I am, I always know that I may not be the most talented, but I'm going to be the most competitive, so I can still compete and still get up there. So it's tough to see, but I mean, you talk about the outpouring, you see her legacy will live on. That is something that will live on forever.
Now, I know you teased it a bit last week, and on your Sunday Sports Extra, you featured it. Oregon student athletes taking part in this terrific program that I actually got to witness firsthand last autumn at the Schnitz. It's called Art of the Athlete, football players working with some amazing young people. What did you learn? What kind of experience is it for all involved?
Yeah, so this is my second year being there, and basically it's the Art of the Athlete. The class partners with the VSA Art Access Workshop at the Jordan Schnitzer Museum, and for the most part, they target either at risk or children that are challenged. And it's amazing to see not only the children learn from this, but also the athletes. I mean, Arion Springs was out there, and Arion admitted he was kind of nervous because he had never worked with kids with special needs before, and he was a little hesitant of, he didn't know how to handle the situation. And he and Ugo Amadi together had these two boys, and they were just having the most fun time. And I had a chance to speak with their mother, who has three children, and two of them do have special needs. And she started tearing up. She said that this is just something that warms her heart and makes her feel good, because for the most part, there aren't a lot of summer camps around here that have programs with children who have special needs. And even though this is just one day, she said she knew this was going to be one day that her kids were going to talk about for not only the rest of the summer, but for the entire year to come. So it's just really an awesome experience. Not only the children get something out of it, but the athletes as well.
Now, for anybody who didn't see it, you can access it on the KEZI site or just scroll through Kristen's Twitter feed. It was absolutely awesome. So are you just going to be a trials junkie the next 9 days? What can we look forward to you and your KEZI peeps over this holiday weekend?
Yeah, we are going to be all track all the time. Don't worry, M's fans, we will still have some highlights for you. But no, it's going to be all track all the time, every single day. So be sure to tune into KZM. We're going to have hits at 5, 6, and 6:30 every single day. We're going to throw in some other sports news as well. Obviously, we cannot forget about free agency right now. It's like America, home of the free agency and land of the billionaires right now with all this money being thrown around. But we'll be sure to keep you covered on everything.
All right. Follow Kristen on Twitter at Kristen E. Rogers, and obviously KEZI channel 709 on your Comcast and high def, KEZI.com. KR, always appreciate the time. Enjoy the time at the trials and more importantly with mom. And we'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks, you too, and have a great holiday weekend.
You too, KR. Take it easy.